So Baruch Hashem, we're together again for the weekly shiur. So we still are dealing with sugyas related to the coronavirus, to COVID-19. But this time, a somewhat more optimistic shiur. Baruch Hashem, we seem to be seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Still have a long way to go. Obviously, it's a long tunnel, but we do seem to be seeing the end and the light at the end of the tunnel. It's the first time since this pandemic began that in Eretz Yisrael we have more people that are cured every day than newly affected people. And in America, even though people are still dying, and it's tragic and profoundly sad, we do seem to be the numbers leveling out, and hopefully things will get better. So I've been receiving a lot of shaylos regarding Birchas Hagoimo. Who has to say Birchas Hagoimo? Everyone that had this disease? And another question I was asked from some people in Teaneck, so a person that tested negative, and Baruch Hashem, he's out of the woods, and he's well, and he's feeling fine, and he recovered from the disease. But the halacha is that you need to say Birchas Hagoimo in the presence of 10 people, and some of these people would like to say Birchas Hagoimo to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately. Do they have to wait for an opportunity that they will be able to bring together 10 people or to be together with 10 people? And for the time being, that is impossible. So what should they do? Should they say Birchas Hagoimo without 10 people or wait till it will be possible by the rules and regulations of the authorities to come together with 10 people to say Birchas Hagoimo? So let us discuss the mitzvah of Birchas Hagoimo. The source of the sugyas and brachas, nun daladum and beis, arbo tzrichim lahoidois. And we learn the arbo tzrichim lahoidois, cholish and eslapa, chovesh yotzim abeis oasurim, yordiyamim v'holchem midborios. Any person that was ill and he recovered, a prisoner that was released from jail or from custody, seafarers that came back home, or a person that was in a desert expedition when he comes home. And we learn these four from Perek Kuf Zayin in Tehillim. Yoidu l'shem chazdoi v'nifla oisav levnei adam. Those are the four shetzichem ha'oides. And the Torah Simulation Test writes at Emes, v'chol ha'chayim yoidu choselo. So the Torah says, chol ha'chayim yoidu choselo. Chayim is choyle, yesurim, yam, midbor. Why would yesurim be beis ha'asurim? Yesurim is translated as pain. So obviously a person that's sick has more pain than a person that is in jail. So the Shulchan Aruch brings the same remez with a shinui, somewhat different. So according to the Bes Yosef, the ches is chavush, chavush bebeis ha'asurim. Yesurim is a choyle, yam midbor. We just passed Pesach, a magnificent Yom Tov of Pesach. So when I go this for Pesach, quoting the Gro said, Dalet koises shel hoidoye, kois yeshuois eso, keneged dalet shetzrichem lohoidois, yesur shebi yoisei ador, fit into all four categories. They were released after 400 years in Golos Mitzrayim. They finally were free people, like a Yoitzim Abesu Asurim, Yordiyamim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and they went into the desert, Holchem in Borios. And by Matan Torah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kol Acholim Nisrapu. So the Dalet Koises are Keneged Dalet Shitzrichem La'olos. Rosh. Perek Tes Mesechet Brochas, that's the last Perek in Brochas, Daf Nun Daladum and Beis, Perek Tes Simen Gimel, the Rosh says, that the Rebbe should see from Lahoidis Berchas Agoimel is connected Korban Toido. Originally, it's a Chiev of Korban. Bizman Shabbos Amigdash Oyakayim, these same four needed to bring a Korban. The Yachashachor of Beis Amigdash Berchas Agoimel and Berchas Agoimel is connected Korban. And the Chassam Sofer, in a very famous Shuvah Siman on Aleph, writes, that is also part of the Pusik. The Yizbuchu Zivchei Toido in Perik Kuv Zayin. So part of the Haidoya is Korban Toido, or the Yachash Achor of Beis Amik. Instead of the Korban, we say Berchas Agoimel. So the Rosh maintains that Berchas Agoimel Tukno Keneged Korban Toido. Is that just an idea of Musar, of Agadete, or does it have halachic relevance? Of course it has halachic relevance, because the Rosh is primarily a poisik and not a darshan and not a bala Agadete. So the Rosh deals with the question. We find a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the difference between Minach Sfarad and Minach Ashkenaz. So the Rambam writes, Cholish in Eslapa, Tzorach Lavorach, and Holchei Drochim. And the Torah disagrees on both counts. The Torah writes, Chola only a chola sheyesh by sekona. Chola she'ein by sekona does not need to say berachas agoimel. And only yorde yamim v'holchei midboriyos. Like the Gemara says in Brochas Daf Nun Daled, not all the holchei drochim. And these both questions are discussed in Shulchan Aruch, Reishutes, Sifches. Beis Yosef, like always, follows in the footsteps of the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees. Following in the footsteps of Gedolei Ashkenaz, of the Tur, coming back to Siv Zion, I read the Shulchan Aruch. Ashkenaz v'Tzorfat ein mevorchin kesholchem me'ir le'ir. Shalaychaivu elu holchem mid boriyos and yorde yamen bisfarad noagim levarech bepnei shekara drocha becheska sakona. So once again, both opinions are brought in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah. The Rosh says it's not reasonable that every chodesh in Eslapa needs to say the brocha because the brocha is going to get korban toida. So why does the Rosh know? How does he know? And why is he convinced that if it's connected korban toida, it's only cholish yesh v'sekona? I think the Rosh finds it unreasonable that every cholish in Eslap, even though he wasn't b'sekona, needs to bring a korban. Somewhat unreasonable that every time a parent had a slight flu, or he's nafal mishkav, or he had a fever, or he had a throat infection, he needs to bring the korban to Yerushalayim. That's unlikely, unreasonable, and therefore the Rosh maintains korban toida vaday, only chodesh yesh v'sekona. So the same rule would apply to berachas agoimel, because berachas agoimel is keneged korban toida. So the Rosh actually deals with the halachic question, and he wants to find a solution to that question based on the assumption that berachas agoimel is keneged korban toida. Question number two, and it is another shaila which would be dependent on the svara that berachas agoimel is keneged korban toida. So, how much time does a person have to say berachas agoimel? All four should tzrichim lahaidos. Sivav im icher yesh lo tashlumin. Lavorech kol zman sheyirtze, v'nochein shelo la'acher shloish yamim. So on one hand, Shulchan Aruch says, yesh lo zman kol zman sheyirtze. But let us realize, let us notice, im icher. That means, if he's late. If there's no zman, then what do you mean he's late? So obviously, it is clear that you need to say this bracha on the first opportunity, as soon as possible. But if he's late, yochel avorach kol zman sheyirtze. Nochoin lechatchile, shelo la'ache yoyse neshloishi yom. So the Torah is the one that writes, yesh lo kol zman sheyirtze. Beis Yosef brings the Ramban. The Ramban says, only 3 days. After 3 days, you could no longer say the bracha. In the name of the Rashba, the Beis Yosef brings, 5 days? Why 3 days? Why 5 days? So regarding the opinion of the Ramban 3 days, the Beis Yosef suggests a spark of genius. I think he writes that he found it somewhere, Matzosi Kosu, based on the Gemara in Erev in Daf Samechei. Erev in Daf Samechei, the Gemara says, Abu Menederach Shloish Yomem Potem Menat Filo. Why? Because he's Torud Min HaDerech. So in days of yore, they had super kavana. And that is why Chazal say the first 3 days after Bo Menederech, you came home from a journey, Potem Menat Filo, because you can't have proper kavana. We don't have kavana anyway. So therefore, this halacha doesn't apply to us. So the Ramban obviously says, so we see that 3 days, you're still defined as bo min haderech. So you're also defined as bo min haderech legabi berachas agoyimo. So you have 3 days to say agoyimo. But I just want to make an interesting comment. When the Shulchan Aruch brings the question, how much time does one have to say Berachas Hagoyim? It's not only Bo Min HaDerech, it's also Chovesh Mebeis Asurim and Chodesh Nesapa. So the reasoning of the Beis Yosef based on the Gemara and Erev, and it's not relevant only regarding Bo Min HaDerech, wouldn't be relevant like Abba Chodesh Nesapa and Chovesh Shiyosem Mebeis Asurim. So anyway, the Ramban says 3 days, Rashba says 5 days, the Torah says, now, the opinion of the two, which is also the psak of the Shulchan Aruch to me, is extremely unreasonable. Every brocha achroine is limited, has some limit. It's not reasonable. You could say a brocha forever and ever. So I was sick 20 years ago. Could I say Berachas Hagoyim? I forgot about it long ago. My family forgot it long ago. What are you saying Berachas Hagoyim on? So I wrote in my sforum in various different shuvas, every brocha achroina has a limit. And it depends on the essence of the brocha. Ein ledamo is milsa la milsa. But the klal, the basic rule is, you can only say the brocha as long as it's relevant. As long as it's relevant. So berachas a Muslim, shir equal. If you're hungry once again, there's no point now in saying berachas a Muslim. Shir equal. Asher yotza. If you need to go to the bathroom again, you could no longer say Asher Yotza on the previous time. So when you see a friend after a long period, or you see magnificent views and you need to say Berachas Hodoya, you see majestic mountains, you see the great oceans, that's Achas L'Shloshim Yom. It's only 30 days. So each and every brocha depends on the essence. What is the Indian we say the brocha about? But every brocha has an expiration date, has a limit. You can't say brochas forever. So why is Berachas Hagoyim, the Torah says, kol zman sheyirtzeh, which l'chayre doesn't make sense. So a person was left jail 10 years ago. 10 years later, he'll say a brocha. He was sick, and Baruch Hashem, he was zecher to refuah shleimah. 20 years transpired. Would he say a brocha? And why is that? So the Tzedel Aderech, which is a very, very important sefer, going back hundreds of years, Tzedel Aderech, Ma'amar Aleph, Perik Aleph, Ma'amar Aleph, Klal Aleph, Perik Beis, Tzedel Aderech suggests. So why could you say this bracha kol zman sheyirtzeh? Because it has the same din of a korban toida. And when a person is chayav a korban, there is no expiration date. You know, chayav korban is like a monetary loan. It's like a debt. So if you owe a person money, you need to pay that money back even after 10 years and 20 years or 50 years. The fact that time elapsed is not relevant. It's a loan that you need to pay. The same regarding a korban. And because Berachas Hagoyim is keneged korban toida, has the same rule as the korban. That's the Tzedel Aderech. But I do have an interesting comment regarding the Tzedel Aderech, and it'll be relevant in the continuation of today's shiur. So the lashon of the Tzedel Aderech is, Yochel Avorech Afilu La'achar Kama Yomim, Shaharei, quoting the Rosh, the brochas keneged korban, and korban tomei kol zman sheyirtzeh. So regarding the korban, he writes, kol zman sheyirtzeh, but regarding the broch, he writes, Afilu La'achar Kama Yomim. The Torah of the Shulchan Aruch use the same language, kol zman sheyirtzeh, regarding the broch. So what I would take out of the Tzedel Aderech is, The korban is called Zman Sheyirtza, but it's not reasonable that the bracha is called Zman Sheyirtza, as I said before. So my understanding would be that the Tzeder Lederach says Kol Zman Sheyirtza is only lafuke from the Ramban and the Rashma. The Ramban says 3 days, Rashma says 5 days. So the way the Tzeder Lederach understands the opinion of the Tur is, no, it's not 3 days, it's not 5 days, could be 10 days, could be 15 days, could be 20 days, but it's not reasonable that that's forever. And maybe this would be the understanding in the Mishnah Berurah, Steve Korn Ches, quoting the Piske Alochas of the Ra'o, 30 days. So we'll get to the Mishnah Berurah soon, towards second part of the Shir tonight. We'll get to the Mishnah Berurah, but I think I magdim esa mauchar. So what I understand from the Tzeder Aderech regarding the bracha, it's not reasonable that you say the bracha forever, and the Iker Kavan is lafuke. Doesn't have a certain amount of days, neither 3 days like the opinion of the Ramban or 5 days like the opinion of the Rashba, fellow riachar kama v'kama yomim. But once again, so that's an additional halacha that we learn from the fact that Berchas HaGoymol is fashioned after Korban Torah. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Rechaim Simenun Aleph, we find a fascinating story and a fascinating tshuva. So the one that turned to the Chasam Sofer was the rabbi of Trieste. Trieste in Italy was a big Sephardic community. And the rabbi of the community was on an ocean journey, and he came back from the great seas, and the Kehillah organized a beautiful Kabbalas Ponim, and the entire congregation came together for Kabbalas Ponim, and there were tupim, the machailis, and music, and it was a great Kavod HaTorah. And the Rav said, Berchas HaGoymol, in public. And another Rav living in the same community came out against him, and he argued, you can't say Berchas HaGoymol Balailo. That was a mistake. And it was Moicha. So the original, Rav number one, that said the bracha, turned to the Chasam Sofer. And it's a very important shuva in Chasam Sofer, Chaim Simen Nun Aleph. Derech Chaim v'Terchachas Musi Yosidach Chasam Sofer, the Shkof and leadership. I won't go into many details, but the Chasam Sofer writes, the one that was Moicha was right. Because Berchas HaGoyim is like Korban Torah, and you can't bring a Korban Balailo, so you can't say Berchas HaGoyim or Balailo. But nevertheless, the Chasam Sofer writes, if I would be in your place, I would do the same. And I would say Berchas HaGoyim. Because the community came together, and it was Barov Am Hadras Melech, and that's what they expected. But I would be extremely careful to stress and to make it public that this is an exception. It's a Roas Shah. But Berchas HaGoyim should not be said Balailo, just like you can't bring a Korban Balailo. And Berchas HaGoyim is like Korban Toido. So that's halacha number three, based on the assumption that Berchas HaGoyim and Korban Toido are two sides of the same coin. The great disciple, the great Talmud of the Chasam Sofer was the Maram Shif. The Chasam Sofer had many, many Talmidim. Almost all the Rabbonim in Hungary, many in Galicia. One generation after the Chasam Sofer were his great Talmidim. But the Maram Shik was one of his most loyal Talmidim. I doubt there are two pages in Maram Shik in which he doesn't bring the Chasam Sofer, in which he's not mefalpel b'divrei Chasam Sofer more than the Ksav Sofer. So Maram Shik or Chaim Simen Peches, which is quite uncommon, disagrees with the Chasam Sofer, and he says, if you can't say Berchas HaGoyim al Balailo, because you can't bring Korban Toida Balailo, so how could you say Berchas HaGoyim al Shabbos? And the minig is to say Berchas HaGoyim al Dafka on Shabbos. There is no Korban Miyochid on Shabbos. The only Korbanos you bring on Shabbos are Korbanos Sivra Kvuam Lehem Zman. There is no Korban Toid. The Korban Toid is a Korban Miyochid. So you can't bring a Korban on Shabbos. How do you say Berchas HaGoyim al Shabbos? So why would Shabbos be different than by night? And therefore the Maram Shik argues, you could say Berchas HaGoyim al by night. But the minig is to say Berchas HaGoyim al when you're oil in a Torah. And you're not oil in a Torah only by day. But mitzad pure halacha, there's no problem saying Berchas HaGoyim al by night, just like you say Berchas HaGoyim al Shabbos. So Berchas HaGoyim al does not depend on this man ara'ui l'korban Torah. Another discussion we find in Shulchan Aruch, could one person say Berachas HaGomel on the salvation of another person? So Reish Yutes, Siv Dalad, we find in the Shulchan Aruch, yes. The Beis Yosef is skeptical about it. The Beis Yosef brings Roshanim that say yes, and the Beis Yosef says, because it's a Sofek, it might be a Brucha Levetola. So one should not say Berachas HaGomel on the salvation of another person. And the Mogram Om says, obviously, the Beis Yosef Chozaboy, because in Shulchan Aruch we learn that one could say Berachas HaGomel on the Hatzolah of another person. So this is a big chiddush in Hilchas Brachos. You're not Mechiyah, but you could. So it's a Rishus. You don't have to, but you could. And maybe this halacha is also based on the dimyan, on the similarity between Beis HaGomel and Korban Torah, because both the Chassam Sofer and the Meram Sheikh, in their respectful Shivus, Chassam Sofer Siman Aleph, Meram Sheikh Peches, both say Korban Torah is a Korban Nedava. It's not a Korban Chayva. It's always a Korban Nedava. And to me, it's a big chiddush to say so, because if Berachas HaGomel Derashes Tukna Ke'en Korban Tzibo, and Achoy de Berachas HaGomel is a Chayva. As Eichi Hei Atofel Choma Min HaIchar, if Korban Torah is a Korban Nedava, it's not a Chiyuv. How would Berachas HaGomel be a Chiyuv? And in Shulchan Aruch it seems to be obvious that it is a Chiyuv. Dalet Tzurichim Lehoidos. Yes, there is a Machlokes, whether Tzorich is Lachatchila or even Ma'akev B'dieved, but Dalet Tzorich Lehoidos and all the Poiskim is Mashmei, it's a Chiyuv. So the Loshon of the Chassam Sofer is very interesting. The Chassam Sofer writes, Korban Torah mitzad ikar adin, din Torah is a korban and dover. Ava kvar gilo dover da melech beruach ha-koydish, sharbo ra'ui lehem lo'idois. So I wouldn't call that entirely an dover. If it's a posuk in Tehillim, and dover da melech is nizgal aloi beruach ha-koydish, sharbo ra'ui lehem lo'idois, that is almost a chiyuv. It's not entirely the level of a choyva. It's not a korm choyva, but it still is close to a choyva because, after all, it's a posuk in Tehillim and it's the Ruach HaKodesh of David HaMelech. So it should be no wonder that Berachas HaGomel is defined as a chiyuv. But the very assumption of the Chassam Sofer and the Meram Sheikh that korm toido is a korban in Dovah, it's not a milsa de pshita at all, and there are three different sources in the Rishonim that deal with this question. Most important, Rashi, Menachas, Ein Tesom, in the base. So Menachas, we have two versions of Rashi. Rashi and Rashi Ksaviyad, the bottom of the page. Rashi Ksaviyad, Menachas, Ein Tesom, in the base. Rashi writes that there is a Toidas Choyva. And which is the Toidas Choyva? Arba Shetzrichim Lo'idois. So Rashi does write that this is a Choyva and not an Edova, not a Rishos. Shita Mekabetzis disagrees with Rashi, and Shita Mekabetzis writes, we do not find a korban toy the choyvo unless the person took upon himself and he made a neder. Harei olai lahevi toydo. But if not for his neder, there is no korban toydo which is a choyvo. So the Shita Mekabetzis supports the Chassam Sofer and the Meram Sheikh, but Rashi clearly contradicts their opinion. And it's also a Rosh. And the Rosh says that Korban Torah is a choyva and not an adava. Yud Gimel Amid Beis in Masechet Nedarim Perash Rosh, and we find the same Tosfot read Rosh Hashanah Hayom in Beis, and he also says Korban Torah Barba Shutzichem Laoides is a choyva. So we have three sources in the Rishonim against the Chassam Sofer and the Meram Sheikh. Interesting that neither the Chassam Sofer nor the Meram Sheikh bring these sources. Rashi Menachas Zayin Tes. Toisus read Rosh Hashanah Hayom and Beis on Perasha Rosh Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel. Coming back to Berachas HaGomel, so I suggested maybe if Korban Torah is an adav and not a choyva, maybe Berachas HaGomel could also be said on the basis of an adav, and that is when one person says Berachas HaGomel on the salvation of another person, but it's a big doichik l'chayra. Lav ha b'hotalia, because Berachas HaGomel is a choyva. We just find a chiddush, and that's based on a story. Brachas Nundaladam and Beis Rabchona begadetor. said Berachas HaGoyimel, when one of his friends, one of the Gedoy Amiroim, was Nitza, he was a Chodesh in Sapa, and another person said Berachas HaGoyimel for him, and that is the source of this halacha. So what's the nusach of Berachas HaGoyimel? HaGoyimel HaChayov and Toivo Shigmonani Kol Toiv, and that is somewhat a strange nusach, a strange formula. Chuvas Manam Shik that I quoted before says, the pshat in this bracha is only a person whose life was in danger and he was saved and he was zeichet to an ace, says Berachas HaGoyimel. Why was your life in danger in the first place? If not that you have a vedas and you deserve punishment. And that is why we say, HaGoyimel l'chayovem toive shigmonani kol toiv. The Maram Shik was machaven to the Maram Mintz, who was many, many years before him, Chuvas Maram Mintz and Yudalid. The Maram Mintz deals with the question, do ktanim need to say Berachas HaGoyimel? Is there a mitzvah of chinuch to be machanach ktanim to say HaGoyimel? And the Maram Mintz has a startling argument, and he says, the nusach habrochas HaGoyimel l'chayovim toivois. Because if you wouldn't be chayiv, if you wouldn't have a vedas, then your life wouldn't be in danger in the first place. And a kotan is not about chayuva. So a kotan can't say, HaGoyimel l'chayovim. He's not chayiv, he's not about chayuva. So the bracha is not shaykh by ktanim at all. And that's a gevaldige chiddush of the Maram Mintz. Avnei Nezer quotes him, Or Chaim Simalamites. And Avnei Nezer brings an interesting Tzafnas Paneach. The Avnei Nezer brings Tzafnas Paneach. Who was the Tzafnas Paneach? There are three Sforim called Tzafnas Paneach. The most famous is the Rabbi Chavar. But the Avnei Nezer can't quote the Rabbi Chavar. He was 40 years older than the Rabbi Chavar. So the Avnei Nezer quotes Tzafnas Paneach. Tzafnas Paneach number two is the Toldos. One of the great Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, Toldos Yankov Yosef. He wrote three Sforim. The most famous is Toldos Yankov Yosef. He also wrote the Ksonis Pasim and Tzafnas Paneach. But it's not the Tzafnas Paneach quoted by the Avnei Nezer. The earliest Tzafnas Paneach is Rabbi Yosef Jikutalia, was one of the great Mekabonim going back 500 years. And he writes that the Korban Toidas Chalos Toida, which are Chometz and Matzah. Why Chometz and Matzah? Chometz is a remez lechait, and Matzah indicates Nisim. So Korban Toid is brought by a person whose life was in danger and he was zeichet to an ace of salvation. And that is why he brings Chometz and Matzah. So this interpretation, HaGoyimel l'chayovim toivois, goes back 500 years to the Tzafnas Paneach, and then to Maram Mintz, and then to the Maram Shik. So Maram Mintz argues, a cotton cannot say this bracha. Ofer ani tachas kapis laglav, but to me it doesn't make so much sense, because even if that is the general nusach of the bracha, but a tzaddik gomer wouldn't say Berachas HaGoyimel. We know that sometimes tzaddikim suffer b'avoy nador. And I think this explanation is reasonable regarding a choyla and a chovesh yoytzim abeis asurin. But yordi yamim holcham in borios out of their free will. They went to the desert. They went on an expedition to bring parnasa home. So that's not a sakana that fell upon us that proves that we have a vedas and we deserve punishment. It's something that a person out of his free will goes on an expedition, goes to the ocean, goes out to the great seas or to the desert. So my understanding, my approach, my attitude would be, yes, that's a general nusach habrocha, but it doesn't depend whether you are bar chiyuv or you're not bar chiyuv. You don't have a vedas, you don't have a vedas. The brocha is for everyone. So the simcha gedoyl, I realized that I was machaven to Rabbi Yankov Emden. Sefer Moirek Tzuvas in Arayin Shayin Test, Shara Tshuva, Rabbi Kivege, bring the same from Shara Tzuvas, Lachmi Toido. Who is the Lachmi Toido? Maharibasan, going back hundreds of years. So this is a big machlokes, and according to the Lachmi Toido, a cotton should say Berachas HaGoyimel. If he was ill, his life was in danger, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent to Rav Shleima, his father should be machanachim to say Berachas HaGoyimel. Arba'ot tzrichim lahaydos. And how about other people that were in danger? Is it only these four? That's also a big machlokes rishonim. Beis Yosef quotes Abu Daram. Abu Daram says, only these four and no other. These four have a source in Perekuv Zayin B'Teirim. But he quotes the Rivash. Shuvas Rivash says, no. These four are the more common ones. But anyone whose life was in jeopardy needs to say Berachas HaGomer when he is saved. And both opinions are brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Tes, the very last Sif in Siman Reish Yud Tes. Hana Arbor Lav Davka. Hu Adin LeMishanas LeNeis. Kigon Shenofer Olav Koisel. A tree or a wall fell on him. Oshenisel Medrisa Shor VeNegechoisav. A wild raging bull attacked him. Osho Omad Alav Beir Ari LeTorfa. He was attacked by a lion. Kenovim Boor Olav Oshoyde DeLaila VeNitzo. And then the Shulchan Aruch brings, yes, so this is a basic rule, a cloud that we all know, and I discussed this many times. When the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions, first opinion, Bistama, second opinion, yes, and what's the Shita Rishayna? Lav Davka. But somewhat a surprise. Toiv levorach b'lo yaskor Hashem v'malchus. Toiv levorach b'li Shem v'malchus. Ta'asiv kutn zayin b'gur avrom siv kutn yud. Mishnah Brura lamed beis. All the achronim say no. The minig is with Shem u'malchus. Lo ki divrei ha-shulchan aruch. And all the major achronim agree that in any event and under any circumstances when a person's life was in jeopardy, and he was salvaged with Siyata Dishmaya, he should say a Goyim with a Brocha. So it's not very common that people in our day and age are attacked by lions, unless you're on a safari in Africa. It's not very common that you're attacked by a bull, unless you are on a rodeo in Wyoming and you fell over the fence. But this is not very common. But the most common question in our day and age is an automobile accidents, car accidents. So if you were in an accident and you were almost killed, and Baruch Hashem, and you're doing fine, do you need to say Adoyman with a bracha? The minig is yes. But if you almost had an accident, once they asked Epsulianka Fisher in Yerushalayim, was one of the greatest poskim in Yerushalayim, you know, there was an accident that was almost hurt. And Rabbi Solyankov says, then you almost need to say Berachas HaGoyim. But it's different if your car really was hit and you were involved in an accident and you could have lost your life and you didn't, then you need to say a HaGoyim with a Berach. So these are two different opinions. Is it only those four? Second opinion, Shulchan Aruch, or any other case in which your life was in jeopardy and you were zeichet to siyata dishma, you were saved, and the meaning is you do say with a bracha. Yada Melech was the Rav of Brod. He was an einikel of the Noida B'Yehuda. Rabbi Loza Lando, he has a sefer on a Rambam, and he's a big chachim, called the Vora Divrei Chidush. When he was Rav in Brod, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger was the Magid in Brod. Interesting. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger's official title was a Magid, but he was the Poisek Ador, far more recognized than the Rav of Brod, than the Yad HaMelech. And they didn't get along well, and they had many machloikas in Aloha. But that's a story for a different opportunity. So the Yad HaMelech argues, Lule de Mistapina, I would say, that not everybody that comes back from the ocean or from the desert needs to say Berachas HaGoyim. Based on the Posuk, Perekuv Zayin, To'u b'midbor, b'yeshimoin dorech. Regarding Yor de Yam, the Posuk says, v'yoymer v'yameid ruach sa'oro v'teroymem galov, yam shemayim yerdu to'oymois, nafshem barot esmoigoy. It is only then, if your ship was almost wrecked, and there were huge waves, and there was a storm on the sea, you got lost in the desert, and you're almost finished your water supply. It is only then that you need to say Berachas HaGoyim. That's the argument of the Yad HaMelech. Ein halacha ken ma'isoi. The Bialocha discusses the same question, and the Bialocha says, Bepshitas, yor de yamim horchem et borios. So the way I would argue against the other melech, and I made this point at many different opportunities and many different sugyas. We don't paskan halachas from Tehillim. We don't paskan halachas from Psukim. Halachic sources begin in the Talmud and the Mishnah. So Piskei Halacha are based on Mishnah and Gemara and the Rishonim and the Poskim, and not on Mikrois. And I said that regarding, I just recently said a shiur Purim about Matonis Levyonim. So some Rabbonim say, you need to look for an Avion. And I say, you don't need to look for an Avion. Yes, the Pesuk in Megillas Esther says Matonis Levyonim. But both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, Shnei Matonis v'shnei Aniyim. Megillas Esther is not a halachic source. Neither is Sefer Tehillim. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah is right. In Bi'alocha. All the Yorda Yamim and all Halchem et Borias, even if you had an uneventful journey, quiet, everything went according to the plan, no special events. When you get home, you need to say the Brocha. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought you home safely. Lo kedivrei Yad HaMelech. So now let's discuss once again what we mentioned before. How long do you have to say Berachos HaGoyim? 3 days according to the Ramban, 5 days according to the Rashba. Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh, according to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. So what happens? You had Corona, and you tested negative, and you feel great, and you want to say Berachos HaGoyim, but you don't have 10 people. And the Gemara Brachos Nun Daladom Edbeis says, you need 10 people. 10 people, and 2 of them should be Talmidei Chachamim. So you don't have 10 people. Is that Ma'akev B'dieved? Once again, a Machlokes L'Shoinim, and both opinions are brought in Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gemal, Reish Yuta, Siv Gemal. Im Birech B'pochas Mi'asor, Yesh Oymerim Sheyotzo, Yesh Oymerim Shelo Yotzo. So in this case, once again, the Machaber brings 2 opinions. Yeshoyim Rim Shiyotzi, Yeshoyim Shalai Yotzo. When 2 opinions are brought B'Shem Yeshoyim Rim, Ikara Shita, Kishita Basaroi, Lo Yotzo. So even B'dievet, you can't say the Brocha. Yeshoyim Rim Shalai Yotzo. But surprising, Siv Kot Nches, the Mishnah Berurah brings. Ayin behilchas ara'osh akos of the yam tenat shloi shibyoim ben yizdam alo yasor shiyuchal akayyam ha-mitzvah kilchoso. Yoysel, lo yamten. If 30 days are passing, you should no longer wait. And then you say a goyimel without asor. So this is a new shir, 30 days. Yes, it's a new one. And to me, it makes so much sense. Not 3 days, kishet ha-saramban, not 5 days, kishet ha-sarashman. But 30 days is reasonable, just like Berachos Shehachiyanu. Usually excitement lasts for 30 days. So just like you can say Shehachiyanu only once in 30 days, and after 30 days you can no longer say the Bracha, the same regarding Berachos HaGoyim. Is that a psak of the Mishnah Berurah? It seems so. He quotes the Ra'ah. But the Mishnah Berurah is a poisik and not a malakit and not a parasha. So I think most present-day gedolim understand that that's a psak of the Mishnah Berurah. So in Bi'aloch, he brings the machloikis between machzas and shekel and Rabbi Akiva Eger. According to the opinion that asor is ma'akev, so if you don't have asor, is it a brocha of a tola? Machzas shekel says yes. So Brocha Levatola, Rabbi Kivega says, no, you're not Yoitza, but you could say the Brocha. There's no Isser in saying the Brocha. You're not Yoitza, you need to say it again. But there's no Isser in saying a Brocha and thanking a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shigmalani Kol Toiv. So based on Rabbi Kivega and the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Ra'ah, my psak to people that had COVID-19, and Baruch Hashem, they feel fine, and they tested negative, and they want to say Berachas Hagoyim, but you can't have 10 people, then wait. Wait 3 weeks. If you're going to lose those 30 days, you could say Berachas Hagoyim. But now we deal with another question. Berachas Hagoyim is not a dovish to the Kiddusha. So the reason you need 10 people is not like Kaddish and Kiddusha. It's just be Yoroi Membuhu B'Kahal Am. You need to have 10 people to share your gratitude and your thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe you could do that on Zoom or on Skype. I made my opinion very clear. If you need a minyan for a Dovah Shel Kedusha, no Zoom, no Skype, no FaceTime, no telephone, nothing. You need to have 10 people that see you and hear you directly without modern technology. But maybe the din of Berachas Hagoyim al Basora is different. It's not a Dovah Shel Kedusha. You don't need a minyan. It's just a detail. When you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoido L'Shem Chasdo V'Niflo Oisav Livnei Odom, it's like Persu Menisa V'Yoyroi Memu B'Kahal Am. But maybe you could do that for, you could do that with Zoom or Skype or any other modern technology. So I really think so. I really think so. So therefore, my psak is, generally speaking, I think that one should, I think we need to be Makayim, Mrs. Dioraisa and the Rabbonans in their original, pure form. So I do think L'chatchila you should get together with 10 people. But if you're going to lose those 30 days, I think you could have 10 people joining you by Zoom, by Skype, hearing your bracha, seeing your excitement, sharing the experience with you. And even though L'chatchila I would prefer 10 people being present, but in these circumstances, I think get together 10 people, share your excitement and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'feneihem. And that is if you're going to lose those 30 days based on the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. So Boruch Hashem, we have more and more people that are being cured, more and more people that are getting out of this terrible disease. And we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was just Pesach. And I quoted the Ramban 1,000 times, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, what the Ramban says, Tachlas ha-yetzir ha-reshoyne. Ve'ein le'el el-yon chifetz v'tachtoynem. Ki im shiyeda ha-odom v'yoyde le'eloikov shibaro'oy. That is the Tachlas ha-briyem. And the Novi Yeshayahu says in Perik Mem Gimal, Amzu yutzar tili, tihi lo si yesapeinu. So we're here to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be makatoyim and to express our gratitude. This is a difficult time. But Boruch Hashem, we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Terrible tragedy. So many families lost their loved ones. But we still, and this is our tachlis and our challenge and our mission. Shiyeda odom v'yoyda le'eloikov shibaroi. So just a few very short comments. So in Israel today, the government was somewhat more lenient and we have permission to have minyanim in open space up to 19 people. I am quite worried, I must say this, and I think that our public servants and representatives that are fighting to get the minyanim back and opening the mikvahs again, I think that's a mistake. I think we must understand. When we execute social distancing, we're not doing it for them. We're not doing anyone a favor. We're doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for our children and our families. Or to be more exact, we're doing it for our parents and for the elderly people in our community. So there are some world leaders that say, let some old people die. We need to get the economy back on track. We need the money. So some old people will die. That's not the Torah approach. Old people to us are not the past, they're the future. Zikni Yisrael, Einei Hu'edo. Who are the old people that might perish in this terrible plague? Who are they? Your Rav, your Shashiva, your Zayda, your Bobby? So look around, look at their faces. So which one of them are you willing to let go? Who? Who? And the ill amongst us that can live for many years and they will pay the price? I said many times the reason we are in our homes is not because we're doing anyone a favor. That is what Chazal taught us in Bava Kama Dav Samach. Dever b'ir kaneis leglecho. And Chazal quote the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Leich ami boi b'chadorecho zgored losecho ba'adecho. We're not doing anyone a favor. We don't need our politicians to fight for us. We should be able to open up the mikvahs again. So all the kodesh that I paskin are still relevant. So I cannot go against Masad HaBriyot. So if we have permission to have minyonim in open space, let us have minyonim. But please, please take care. What I'm afraid of is, yes, every open space, every gan tzibori, we're going to have 19 people in Mizrach and 19 people in Marav and another one in Sofer and in Dorim and in between another few minyonim and people coming in and going out will schmooze and the kids will be running around infecting one another. So in Esesul, we're better off than in Chutz Laretz. But it's the same virus. And with the same people, it's the same biology. Just the Frum community in America lost almost 1,000 people. Hundreds of people in our communities in Europe. This morning, I had two questions before davening. One was from France. There were four levias this morning in France. And there's no longer any space in the Jewish cemetery. So I was asked, would it be preferable to bury those Yidden in a Goyish cemetery or to bury family members in the same cave or one on top of the other? That's what's going on in France. And I had another question this morning, a 35-year-old younger man that died in America from coronavirus and his family in Israel asked some questions about Hilchos Aveilus. So yes, we lost almost 1,000 people in America, hundreds in Europe. It could happen in Eretz Yisrael. The only reason we are in a better situation is only because of social distancing. Because we implemented this way before they did. So if we're going to let our guard down, chas v'sholom, the positive trend we're seeing could be very easily reversed. So, ono mekem, be careful. See, you want to daven outside, do. But really take care. And I'm afraid, okay, so we're going to go into mikvahs again? 100 people together? So I know there are rules, but do we adhere to the rules? Do we have the power to see to it that those rules would be followed? I am very worried. So Hashem Yerachem, Hashem Yerachem. Please, please take care. Things seem to be getting better. But it all depends on us. And if we don't distance ourselves one from the other, this trend could be dramatically reversed in a very short time. And chas v'sholom, we could have hundreds and thousands and many more chas v'sholom that might have their lives in jeopardy. So we need to adhere to the rules in the most diligent way. So I paskind, I am for merpeset minyonim. It has nothing to do with Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. In the present circumstances, b'shas adchak, it's a lechatchila. And when people see each other from different chatzeres, from mirpesot, they are mitzdaraf l'minyan l'kol dovish l'kedusha l'kadosh l'kedusha l'berchas koyanim l'kriyas atoyim. And even though we could daven in open space, we should keep those minyanim going. As few people coming together is better. Regarding mikvahs, tishu kabin b'shas akrak is sufficient. If you stand under the shower for 5 minutes, it's as good as Tvila says, because this is a shas akrak, and it's like a choila. The tishu kabin is enough. So I made my measurements, 5 minutes under the shower is tishu kabin. And b'shas akrak, that has a din of Tvila. So I'm not very happy about the kulis that we had today. So the mikvahs are going to be open again, and people will converge and come together for minyanim. And bevoyom uvitseisam, the young children and young bocharim will pat each other on the back and talk to each other, and people will schmooze. And chas v'sholom, Hashem yirachem, what the consequences might be. So Friday is already Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and Iyar is Oisiyas Ani Hashem Roifecho. So Iyar is a Chodesh of Refuah, Nisan is a Chodesh of Geula. So let us daven and hope and pray that Kodesh Baruch Yishlach Refuah Shleima L'Kol HaCholim. He should send Tenchumim to all those wonderful families that lost their loved ones. He should be Mechazik us all. V'Kol HaBridim Shekodesh Baruch Hu Yatmid Bri Osam, all those that are well should stay well. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us a Geula Shleima b'Bias Moshiach Tzedkeinu b'Meheru v'Yomeinu Amen. And you should all have a Gesunde Zimmer. In our days, that bracha has a special meaning. A Gesunde Zimmer, a Refuah Shleima, v'Geula Kareiva b'Meheru v'Yomeinu Amen.